Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Now, with apologies to Thomas Wolfe, a new film with life in Vermont at its core challenges the famous writer's notion that you can't go home again. The movie is called Loser's Crown and digs deep into the conflicted feelings that many young Vermonters may have about whether to seek a life and career far away from the familiar Green Mountains or embrace the place that in many ways will always feel like home.
It's good to have you home, buddy. Oh, home's in Los Angeles.
Do you live here now?
What? No.
So, what are you?
I'm a rock journalist.
Loser's Crown was written and directed by and stars Colin Thompson, who joins us now in our VPR studios to talk about his debut film. Colin, thanks so much for being with us.
No problem.
Now, your film is about a young man who is having, if not a midlife crisis, he's only 30. Let's call it an existential crisis. He's struggling to make ends meet as a music critic living in California, comes home to Vermont to stay with his dad over Christmas, and then starts to feel that tug of his childhood home, if you will. I don't want to assume that because you wrote this story and star in the film that this is somewhat autobiographical, but I do need to ask, is this something that you have lived to some extent?
Well, absolutely. I think, and first of all, can I use that intro that you used, the Thomas Wolfe thing?
Sure.
Great. I'm going to pull that verbatim and use it for every festival submission.
Wonderful. I'm glad to help.
It is semi-autobiographical, but my DP and producing partner, Miles Jewell, he always has to remind me every time we're talking about it and every time somebody asks me something that's a direct question, he's like, that's not you. That you're not Kevin. It's important to create that divide. But it is something that I went through recently, and this whole project was kind of born out of that freak out of, like, all my friends have mortgages and they're starting to have kids and I don't even, you know, I don't have health insurance. I don't even know what a 401k is. And then, you know, you're watching all your friends, especially friends from home, kind of blossom into adults, and you feel like you're just treading water wherever you are.
That's why I think a lot of young people especially will really gravitate towards this film and understand what the character of Kevin is going through. There are a lot of scenes in this film that will be recognizable to people who live in the Champlain Valley especially. It's really fun to see places like the farmhouse in Burlington, the old brick store in Charlotte. And there are some really breathtaking shots of the Big Lake and other areas in Vermont. It's all shot in winter. It's quite beautiful. How far afield did you go in the state to shoot this movie?
I mean, it was all within Chittenden County. I mean, Mount Philo shots were important, and then Shelburne Farms. We have friends over there that let us use their house for a night. And then the only reason I knew it would work was because we got so many huge favors from people around Vermont. It was like, here's what we're doing. Like, we don't have any money. Can we use the basement of the farmhouse? They're like, sure. And my brother, who's a musician here around town, Lowell Thompson, he stepped up and we shot that farmhouse scene at 7 in the morning. He got a band together and, you know, it was just everybody was stepping up. But as far as the exterior shots, all in and around Chittenden County, just primarily like Shelburne, Charlotte.
And there are more family connections. Apparently, the guy who plays your dad in the film is your dad.
He certainly is.
What was that like working with your father?
It was great. I mean, he's easy. I mean, more than anything, it was his hospitality, and like, and when we all stayed at my old man's house, and like you were saying before about the Grateful Dead, we just every morning we put on Studio Dead records. It was great, and I think he was freaked out at the idea at first, and then by the end he was like, "Something special is going on here."
I'll let folks know that we were talking about the Grateful Dead before we started talking yeah. here, but there is a scene in the film that caught my attention, obviously being a Deadhead, where, again, your character is a music critic, and a friend asks him, you know, what should I be listening to? And you mentioned Wake of the Flood, which happens to be, like, my favorite Grateful Dead album, so I really took to that. I want to talk a little bit more about your dad, because his character in this film is so interesting to me. He sort of acts the way I think most people would consider a Vermonter to be, in that he's a man of very few words. Mm-hmm. You know, he's kind of even-keeled, and your character, Kevin, you know, goes on these kind of stream of consciousness rants about everything from music to relationships with women to sports,
right.
You know, and the guy who plays your dad, just kind of like sits there and lets you rant. We try to make a statement in that, in his character, and then in the contrast with your character, about maybe the younger Vermonters, how it's tougher for them maybe to be the way your dad is and how they have this pull to maybe go somewhere else.
I mean, I was trying to make it statement in some sort of stoicism as a father, an ideal kind of unconditional love. But I think more than anything, working with people that aren't actors, like, I don't want to have to talk to my father like this, but I was like, don't look at me. Don't talk to me. Don't react to anything that I say. This is like before we'd shoot everything. And halfway through, I just kept preaching this less is more thing. You look at that crossword puzzle and you just take it. Towards the end, he was like, oh, I get it. I was like, just listen to me. Trust me here. Don't react to anything that I say. And then I'm going to say some terrible things. But they're going to love you. Just trust me. They're going to love you. They're going to hate me, but they're going to love you.
Yeah, I tell you, it works because the character of your dad in the film is so sympathetic, and you can tell he's got all this love for his son who's, as you said, you know, saying some terrible things. The movie, we should say, pretty R-rated for language.
It's a hard R.
Yeah, it's a hard R. You're not taking the kids to see this one.
No.
But also, I wonder how much you had Vermonters in mind when making this film, because there are specific scenes. There's stuff in here that only a Vermonter would get. I'm thinking of one scene in particular where you're talking with your friend, you know, and you've been out in L.A. and you know, you're out there drinking Heady Toppers.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, you can't get this out there in L.A.
Yeah.
Is that something that, you know, folks from away aren't necessarily going to get that? But were you thinking about, you know, making this film for Vermonters?
Absolutely. I wanted an inside Vermonter movie. And we screened the movie in Los Angeles. And a friend of mine that has never been to Vermont, so it was like, I felt like now I've been to Vermont. Now I've been to Vermont in the winter, so I can check that off the list. You know, they felt like it was a little time capsule to a place that had never been. So they experienced it with some of the dialogue. And the Heady Toppers.
Okay, so your dad was in the film. Your brother's in the film. Was that your dog in the film?
Yeah, little Jerry Seinfeld. He looks at the camera a little bit too much, but
he's a husky.
We edited around that. Yeah, he's a husky.
He's a cool dog. There are some wonderful scenes with him in there too.
Yeah, he's great.
You know, the relationships that you have with women in this film, you mentioned that you were not afraid, I think, to show some warts to your character.
Mm.
What do you think the role of women is in this film? I mean, are they there just as a foil for your character, Kevin, to sort of grow up in a way? Or were you trying to flesh out the characters a little more than that?
Well, this question could make me sound terrible. No, I'm just
go for it.
Absolutely. I think I don't want to say it's a movie about growing up. We're always growing up. But I think it's less of a movie about growing up and more of a movie about just grow up. Like, man, just grow up. And his relationship with women has a big deal to do with that. It's like you have to have some tact. That's some sort of process, some sort of figuring out how to navigate a woman. And it's like, just don't be stupid. Grow up. That answer's not going to be great.
No, actually, I think that actually answer makes quite a lot of sense. I won't give away the ending and whether Kevin decides to stay in Vermont or go back to his life out west. But regardless of that decision, what do you hope people who see Loser's Crown take away from the film?
More than anything, I think that what you do, it doesn't define who you are. There's dignity in so much, and you can have pride in so much that's not just, you know, what you're getting up and going to do every day, but sacrificing and realizing that something's not working out, it's not giving up. There's a lot of dignity in being pragmatic about your life. And it sounds terrible, but having a kind of an expiration date on a creative dream, there's nothing wrong with that. I think people frown on it. It's like, you're just giving up, man. You're giving up your dream. It's like, no, maybe I'm just playing the odds better.
Now, your film is playing next week at the Roxy in Burlington. Will you try to get it to a wider audience after this?
Yeah, no, after this is just a screening, so it's more of a test. It's not, you know, a premiere. So after this, we're going to get it down to like under 100 minutes and then just go festival circuit. Figure out our best one. Shoot for the stars, but and if we get into some mid-level or lower level ones, we'll premiere there and then just hit a bunch of them.
Filmmaker and actor Colin Thompson's new movie is called Loser's Crown and will screen at the Roxy Theater in Burlington April 22nd. You can find more details at vpr.net. Colin Thompson, thank you so much for coming in to speak with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.